Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, on demand via the Bloomberg Business app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Mike Gallagher is here. He's the Managing Director of Macro and Strategy at Continuum Economics. He's just sat down here in the studio. A very good morning to you, Mike. I want to start by asking you about the Apple story. How do you look at that through your macro glasses, so to speak, this cut of revenue guidance?
I think there's three things to say. First of all, if you look at Apple's statement, they have blamed Chinese weakness. And there is a slowdown, which is quite evident in a lot of the real sector numbers in China. However, that is a reflection of the credit tightness that China ran from 2017 till late summer 2018. China is now starting to stimulate again. So we wouldn't necessarily sort of be more concerned about a harder landing in China. It'll still take some time before Chinese data stabilizes and we gain some traction, particularly in sort of sensitive growth sectors in China. But we're not looking for a harder landing. The second two stories are more specific to Apple and the high-end smartphone market. So Apple's also been losing market share in China to particularly sort of Chinese manufacturers. So there's partly a story there, which is Apple-specific. And then there's a wider sort of story, which is more smartphone and tech, which is that the high-end smartphone sector has started to run out of steam. It's as though some consumers have got a bit saturated.
Yeah.
Why should I go from iPhone 6 to iPhone 8 to iPhone whatever?
So there's 10XS.
Yes, indeed. I was only joking. So in terms of that third dimension, that is probably the thing that the tech sector will try to understand a little bit more deeply. Because the first two are important, but I think you can look at them in a certain way. The last one, I think people will think about that more deeply.
If we go back to what you were saying about China and your opinion that there won't be a hard landing, so to speak, in the Chinese economy, does that mean then, seeing the equity moves that we saw in 2018 in Chinese equities, is this a time then to sort of dip your toe back into that pool?
I think the equity markets are going to be tricky in January. It's not quite the time yet. I think that you need to see a degree of stabilization in terms of the data. So the mechanism I talked about is that the Chinese authorities have eased fiscal policy. They've weakened the yuan. They've instructed the banks to increase lending. You need to see that coming through and actually benefiting the economic data. It's probably too early for next week's data to see that kind of improvement. So I think you've got to be a little bit more patient. If you're looking on a relative basis, then we do see that this is time to rotate into emerging market equities, including China, because that's a key part of the indices. And that's on valuation. That's because we think the dollar's peaking. But also crucially, we think that the world economy will see a soft landing, not a hard landing.
If you then see sort of this rotation into Chinese equities and other EMs, what do you rotate out of? Is it US equities then on the other end of that?
Quite clearly out of US equities. US equities were overvalued. We've been bearish on US equities. There was just too much good news was discounted, really. So I think that process hasn't quite been sort of completed yet. So it's going to be a heavy year for US equities. We wouldn't be overtly negative. I think to have a full-scale bear market from the peak that we saw in September, you would have to believe in a US recession. We don't. We think that we'll see still above trend growth of about 2.5% this year in the US. If you look at a lot of the US indicators, they're still actually pretty reasonable. And I think we'll see that reflected both in today's ISM data and also in the employment report tomorrow.
One thing that I was looking at yesterday and that we've already talked about this morning is this move lower yesterday in bund yields in particular. And we've seen the sort of gradual move lower, even after some folks were saying that this is going to be a bond bear market. We're not seeing that in bund yields at the moment, at least. What's your thinking on that going forward, specifically if we look then at Europe?
So I think bunds are sort of distinct in their own right. So if you look at French bond yields, they're actually now a fair amount higher than bund yields. Bund yields reflect sort of two things. They're the ultimate safe haven in Europe. Mm-hmm. And consequently, that's really important to any asset managers that are concerned about downside risks. So it's good for them in that environment to be overweight bunds. If the situation doesn't deteriorate and we actually see an economic improvement, the rise in bund yields will be quite slow. The rise elsewhere in the likes of France and other semi-core markets could be a little bit quicker in terms of yield movements. The other thing is with bunds at the moment, you haven't really got the supply. It will come in during sort of January, and that will ratchet yields up generally in Europe. Bund yields might take some time before they are impacted by that. Mm-hmm. But I think during the first quarter, we will see a bit of a ratcheting upwards in European bond yields.
What's your thinking then on the single currency, the euro? Do you see that gradual sort of increase or strengthening that seems to be the consensus? Do you agree with that?
Well, it's actually, if you look at the consensus, it's around 124, 125 by the end of 2019. Yeah. So it's a fair appreciation for the euro. We don't agree with that. We look for 117 by the end of the year. And mm-hmm. the reason for that is that although we see the dollar peaking and the dollar starting to lose steam, it's going to take some time before that comes through on euro-dollar. The ECB is going to be pretty slow in actually raising interest rates. And then when it does, it's going to do it in a quite dovish manner. And that's going to restrain the euro, both against the dollar and quite generally across the board.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 1 a.m. Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Washington, D.C. on Bloomberg 99.1 FM and 105.7 FM HD2. In Boston on 106.1 FM, 1330 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. In San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2 and on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2018 Bloomberg LP.